Secretary Gibson has about a 1,600 vote lead over the Republican incumbent Steve Saland, who was one of four Republican senators to vote in favor of same-sex marriage in 2011. And because of that, largely, he got a conservative challenger by way of Neil DiCarlo. And Neil DiCarlo took 16,000 votes on Tuesday's election day, which really hurt Steve Saland's chances at maintaining the seat that he's held since 1990. So he trails Terry Gibson by about 1,600 votes. There's between 7,000 and 9,000 absentee ballots out. That's an awfully difficult lift for Steve Saland to overcome. So as of now, it's looking like the Democrats are going to take that seat, one of several that they were able to flip on Tuesday in hopes of taking the Senate majority.
Right now, if everything works out the way the numbers look now, it looks like it's going to be 33 Democrats to 30 Republicans. But in the New York State Senate, that doesn't really mean too much. You have the Independent Democratic Conference. Any word on how they're reacting to all this?
They've been uncharacteristically quiet all week. They did release a statement on Wednesday that said essentially, you know, we need to keep our efforts on Hurricane Sandy right now, but we want to ensure that New York has a functional government. They loom large in all of this because they broke off the last 2 years from the main Democratic caucus and formed their own. There's four senators that have, you know, independently caucused, and they haven't committed to rejoining that Democratic, the larger Democratic caucus, whether that puts them in the majority or not. There's also a senator-elect by the name of Cynthia Felder down in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. who is a registered Democrat, but he hasn't committed one way or the other to caucusing with Republicans or Democrats. He this week essentially said, you know, he's going to do whatever is best for his constituents. So he hasn't tipped his hand either. A lot really rides on the 46th Senate District, which runs through parts of the Capital Region into the Hudson Valley and Ulster County. That's the race between the Democrat Cecilia Kacik and the Republican George Amador, which is currently separated by 139 votes. So that race is almost certainly going to be decided by the absentee ballots. And if Democrats are able to hold on to that, that would give them 33 Democrats, including Felder. If not, they would have 32, and Republicans would only have to convince Cynthia Felder to sit with them in order to have a majority.
And that 46th district, that was supposed to be a gimme for the Republicans. They have to be a little bit surprised about the closeness of that race.
Yeah, absolutely. They cut that district specifically with George Amador in mind. He's an incumbent assemblyman who has represented the region for the last several years. They cut that with him in mind. That being said, it also included, you know, parts, heavily Democratic parts of Ulster County. So there was a Democratic enrollment edge. But Cecilia Kacik, who is a Duanesburg school member and a school board member and a farmer, she really capitalized on that on the Ulster County portion. She won by almost 8,000 or by more than 8,000 votes in Ulster County. And that's where actually the most absentee ballots are in from. So it'll be she certainly has a good chance of hanging on to her slim lead right now.
Well, take the crystal ball out. Any chance we're going to know how this all turns out before the end of the year?
It's going to be difficult, I think. Because of Hurricane Sandy, Governor Cuomo signed an executive order that actually let absentee ballots be submitted later than they usually are. So these county board of elections can't begin counting absentee ballots until November 19th. So by the time that whole process is done, that gets us well into December, and I don't think you see the Independent Democratic Conference or Cynthia Felder make up their mind until those absentee ballots are all counted. So it'll be mid to late December, if this year at all.
Well, from what I've seen and read of Senator Felder, he seems to be enjoying his spotlight right now, so it may be a while before we find out about him.
Absolutely. He's a newly elected senator, but he certainly has wielded himself quite a bit of power right now.
All right, John, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.